And little Chatterbox, the one with pretty auburn locks. Whom do you see? It's little Orphan Annie. She and Sandy make a pair. They never seem to have a care. Cute little she, this little Orphan Annie. Bright eyes, cheeks of rosy glow, there's a store of healthiness handy. Might size, always on the go, if you want to know. Princess Sandy, always wears a sunny smile. Now wouldn't it be worth the while, if you could be like little Orphan Annie.
Here it is, time to see what's happening to Annie and our friends deep in the jungle of that unknown island. But right now, let me tip you off to something very important. If you haven't tried those swell chocolate-flavored Ovaltine shake-ups yet, be sure to try them right away. Boy, when you find out how creamy and sweet and frosty they are, with those big chocolatey bubbles foaming around on top, you'll certainly be glad you tried chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. And tomorrow night, you'll be twice as glad. Because tomorrow night at this same time, I'll be telling you all about that big and thrilling surprise that's coming for Annie's radio friends. Something brand new and different. And if you've tried chocolate-flavored Ovaltine, it's something you can get absolutely free just by sending in that special gold-colored seal from under the lid of the can. Now, I can't tell you exactly what it is yet, but I can tell you now it's something you'll be thrilled to hear about. And something that'll be all kinds of fun to have for your very own. So ask your mother to get you a can of new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine tonight. Take out that gold-colored seal and save it so you'll be all ready to send in when you hear the news of the big surprise that's coming tomorrow night. And now, tonight's club night for all you members of Annie's Secret Society. And right after tonight's adventure's over, we're going to broadcast an important secret message in Annie's Mystery Radio Code. So be sure to keep listening. And now, for Annie's adventure. Last time, remember, Zapiti and his brave warriors were completely defeated by Captain Steel and his villainous crew while trying to help Annie and our friends. Annie has stopped Zapiti's wild retreat, and as we meet them today, they're making their way through the thick jungle underbrush to a secret stronghold, a mysterious place Zapiti calls the temple home of his ancestors. And listen, Annie's talking.
Leaping lizards! This is just about the worst jungle I ever saw.
Me too. And we saw some pretty dense stuff over in India, Annie.
Yeah.
Well, the denser it is, the more chance of leaving Steel and his men farther behind.
Right you are, Bob. We've done pretty well already. The Steel's natives on the Chief Bonga have dropped behind. Can't even hear the drums anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
And mighty good it seems without those horrible drums dogging every step we take.
Can you make it all right, Ma? Here's my hand.
Don't bother, Byron. I can go anywhere you can.
Good for you, ma'am. Spirit in ships and in women is something I like to see.
I only hope Zapiti knows where he's going.
He said to the temple home of his ancestors, Bud.
Yes, but what does that mean? These natives here can't have any real temples.
Makes no difference where he takes us, just so long as there's stones and rocks for his men to hide behind while they throw their spears.
I know. If we're behind rocks, Steel will have a time dislodging us. He can't shoot through stone with those rifles of his. He'll have to charge. And in a hand-to-hand fight, we, with Zapiti spearmen with us, will have almost as good a chance as Steel.
Aye, sir.
But where is he taking us? It's an unknown part of the island.
Yeah, to us it is. Never been in this part of it before.
And no one else. From the looks of this jungle we're going through.
Listen, he's giving orders up there again.
Let's get up and see what's happening.
Come on, Ma.
Coming.
Shiver my timbers, look.
Great Scott, there's a regular network, a curtain of vines blocking off what's ahead.
Land sakes, from the looks of it, it stood there for 100 years or more.
Gosh, but Zapiti's men are chopping those vines down.
Yeah, just look at them pulling at those vines.
It's coming. They're chopping away at the bottom of that growth and tearing away at the top.
Yeah. And the whole thing was going to fall like a curtain. Vines that have been growing in those trees.
For hundreds of years.
Land safe.
Goomba! Forte suna reste Goomba!
Goomba! Forte suna reste Goomba! Goomba!
Look! Land sakes alive! Buildings!
A real temple!
Made of stones! Masonry.
Covered with vines.
But a temple.
Great Scott, look at the size of it.
Big.
Big? It would cover three city blocks. It stands there, a vine-covered monument to...
To what?
I don't know. Great Scott, this is bigger than I am. Bigger than anything I ever dreamed of. On this unknown island...
The way it's sort of tumbling down, it must be from some forgotten civilization.
Yes, hundreds... Perhaps thousands of years ago.
We've been miseries. Look at Zipidi. Gosh, he's kneeling down.
Facing the ruins, eh?
Oh, Goomba.
Listen, he's saying something.
Forte reste summa Goomba.
Summa Goomba.
Punta queste retava Goomba.
Retava Goomba.
Mundar sota Ventura Goomba.
Ventura Goomba.
Arunta Hada Ventura Goomba.
Ventura Goomba. Ventura Goomba. Ventura Goomba. Ventura Goomba.
Come, Wiziri. We now go to the temple home of my fathers. Arunta, Adapunta, Vandora. Come, Waziri.
Adasipini. Come on, everybody.
Great Scott, Pop. Behind the walls of this old temple, we'll have a chance.
Aye, sir. We may be able to hold Steele and his men off, for a time at least.
Zipidi?
Ada, Waziri.
What is this place?
Temple, home of my fathers, Waziri.
You mean your fathers used to live here? Worship here?
No, no, Waziri. Long before my time. Before fathers, fathers, fathers' time, Ada. Temple of stone, always here.
But feet from lizards. But, Zipidi, why did you have to cut through vines to get here? Is there no path to temple?
No, Waziri. Temple not used a long time. Sacred place.
Was that why you did all that talk before we came into this clearing?
Ada, Waziri. Zipidi asked permission of fathers to enter. Ask gods. Goomba, give us shelter. Old gods, ghosts of father, now protect us.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Just the same, I'd rather have a rifle in my hands for protection.
Here we are at the gate, big enough to drive a 10-ton truck through.
Doors all rotted away, of course.
Punta! Barisata Rotunda! Punta Suntora!
Punta Suntora!
Waziri.
Ada Zipidi?
Zipidi order his warriors make fort of temple of fathers, Ada. God help, but men must help themselves.
Good for him.
Ask him about this gate, Annie. We've got to get it blocked up.
Okay. Zipidi.
Ada?
This gate. No doors. Chief Bunga and enemy Waziri follow. Must close gate, Zipidi.
Ada, but how?
Tell him to leave it to us, Annie.
Zipidi, leave to Waziri? Ada?
Ada. Waziri, close gate with Manji. Ada? Zipidi, go give orders to men, warriors.
Magic, nothing. It's going to be dog work, and we've got to get at it.
Aye, sir. Don't tell him when Steele and his crew will hit that trail we left and follow us.
Right you are, Bob. We've got to get at it. From the looks of this old place, it's fairly impregnable, except for this gate. Swenson, Saunders, Sano, we're going to need all your strengths now. I figure we can tear down enough rocks from the wall above to fill up this passage. We've got to do it. And Mrs. Silo?
Yes, sir?
Here's your chance to start that Red Cross hospital of yours. Plenty of Zipidi's warriors are wounded, and we're going to need
every man in the attack that's coming. Bind up their wounds. Get them ready for battle. Every man that can stand on his feet has got to be able to fight, with spear and arrow and even to throwing rocks down. When the time comes...
Yes, sir, Mr. Wilcox. I'll do the best I can.
Annie, Joe.
Yes, sir?
I've got a job for you two. Mighty important.
Whatever it is, we'll do it.
I knew you would. I want you two to explore this old temple while we're working here blocking the gate. I want you to go all through it. See that there are no other entrances where Steele and his men can get in. Go over the whole thing. A battle line is as strong as its weakest link, and we can't afford any weak links.
Yes, sir.
And now let's go. All of us to our jobs.
Come on, Joe.
Coming.
Let's move. No telling when Steele's attack will come, and we've got to be ready. Swenson, Saunders up there on that wall there and start pushing down rocks. Remember, from now on, it's life or death for us all. Yes,
say, what a spot Annie's in now. With Steele's next attack liable to come any minute, our friends will have to hurry to change this ancient temple into a fortress. And Annie and Joe have the most exciting job of all. They have to explore this mysterious old ruin. Now, what do you suppose they'll find? And now, tonight's club night for all you members of Annie's Secret Society. So attention, please, for an important secret message in Annie's Mystery Radio Code. Now, first... here's the special code key for tonight. It's number 20. Okay, did you get that? Number 20 is the special code key for tonight. And now, here we go with the message itself. First word. 17. 2. 2. 4. 16. Second word. 14. 4. 1. 10, 13, 19, 16, 12, 1. Third word, 7, 12, 16, 17, 22. Fourth word, 14, 4, 17, 6, 13, 2, 14. And now the fifth and last word. 22, 12, 16, 17, 1, 21, 12, 16. That's all, and that was another important secret message in Annie's Mystery Radio Code. So all you club members, set your telematic decoder for the number 20 code, and it will figure the whole thing out automatically, quicker than quick. And don't forget, tomorrow night's the night of the big surprise that's coming for all of Annie's radio friends. Something brand new and different, something that'll be loads of fun to have for your very own. And best of all, it's something you can get absolutely free if you try new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. So ask your mother to get you a can of new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine tonight or tomorrow without fail, and save that special gold-colored seal so you'll be all set to get in on Annie's big surprise tomorrow night absolutely free. And so, as soon as the clock shows it's getting close to orphan any time tomorrow night, you want to be right in front of your radio so you won't miss a word of the big news I'll be telling you then. Until tomorrow then, at this same time, goodbye.